Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
The buzz on CliffCentral.com.
So who wants to go first? Hi everyone. Hi,
Hello.
It is a party today.
Shoo-wee. It's a full house as well, yeah.
The buzz.
The buzz on CliffCentral.com. Jason Von Berg.
Jen Su.
Helen Dubois.
And Nikita Camacho.
Full house. And
Matthew Mall.
There you go.
Matthew Mall came to serenade our farewell. This is our farewell show, guys.
It is our farewell show, but we're not sad. We are sad, but we are celebrating our very awesome 2 years on the show.
It's the first time all four of us have been here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sorry,
I know.
Matthew.
Wow.
It's the first time all five of us have been together.
Yeah, that's true as well, yes.
It is. This is a really special thing.
Welcome back to South Africa.
Thank you.
Are you good? Are you happy to be back?
I'm happy to be back.
How was summer in the United States of America?
Oh. Very good. Spent a great time in LA, San Francisco, New York, Philadelphia. It's been buzzing. It's been
so
fun.
Jelly.
You have been keeping us busy, yeah, and or entertained as well.
Yeah, I was looking at that Central Park Pokemon Go.
Oh, I know. It was insane.
I was just
hundreds of people in New York Central Park playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, wow. Are you part of it as well? Are you doing it?
Well, I am, and my son's doing it as
of
well.
Course,
so we're both of us. He kind of helps me because I'm a little bit lost, but it's a great way to meet people.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a beautiful woman, then go on Pokemon Go. People, forget Tinder, man. This is Pokemon Go is the way to meet people because it looks, you know, it's not very obvious.
Yeah. Okay.
Helen and I are just having like our own private conversation. Yeah.
And Helen has been busy.
Oh yeah, gosh, crazy crazes, man.
What's happening,
totally.
Helen Dubois?
I'm releasing a new single.
Woo-hoo!
In like a month and a bit.
Oh, so you have to wait that long? I thought you were maybe going to sing us a little exclusive.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Let's sing. Don't you want to sing a couple lines?
Yeah, Matthew's got his guitar there.
No, so. Matthew's going to sing rather. Oh, look at that little booby. Look at the little booby.
That's what everyone says about this.
Let me tell you, that little booby is doing so well.
Guitar, not me.
You what?
That little booby is amazing.
What are we talking about?
Your guitar.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I know, let's just clarify.
Thank you.
I have to say congratulations, because your album has gone number one.
Oh, yes, yeah, thank
Run,
you.
The yes. new one.
Yeah,
round of applause. You. Yeah. It's a very cool album.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. It's been a lot of fun too. Finally released something new.
How long has it been since you last released something?
It was actually exactly 3 years ago, apparently.
Whoa.
Someone told me today that I released my first album. So yeah, so this is, it's been some time, but I mean, it's, I think it's been just enough time.
Okay, because you've been touring and doing your thing.
Yeah, stuff's been a little bit busy, so it's been cool. It's been a nice. I wanted to release it earlier, but I think 3 years was quite a nice little timeline.
Yeah, I agree. And so the sort of music that you've got on this one and writing, have you again taken full control of this, or who have
I
you
have.
Worked? Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I've done a lot of the production, and obviously the songwriting and everything myself. I did get the help from a few friends, like some other bands and stuff, have helped produce a few things, and some friends of mine helped me just kind of arrange some stuff. But it's basically I kind of did all the groundwork.
Okay.
But yeah. So it was a fun one. It was a good one.
Now, in the music video, you apparently get stalked and kidnapped.
Yes.
I mean, what
God,
on
he
earth?
Was playing Pokemon Go, probably.
I was.
I think that's what happened. What is the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, so there was a director that came up with the concept and everything. So basically, it's a weird stalker guy. He kind of looks like me. He's got the same tattoos as me and everything. And then he kidnaps me, and then he tries to be me for the day, kind of thing. So it was just a fun concept that a guy came up with. His name's Boa Bush. He was the director. He conceptualized the whole thing, and I just kind of saw this whole concept, and I was like, wow, that's cool. It's like very weird and very like different. So I thought, let's go with it. He was kind of thinking like, I don't know if this is gonna work, but let's try. And I think it came out quite nicely.
And yeah, what has the reaction been?
Yeah, it's been cool. A lot of people will say, they all say your music video is so weird, but I mean, but they seem to like it. So that's cool. I like that. That's a little bit of a different response to what I'm used to. I don't know what I'm used to from other videos.
Do you want to play a little for us?
I can.
Yeah.
If you guys want me to.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, yeah.
I'm going live on Facebook now as well. So
let's
get this
Look
sorted
at you.
Here.
Cool. I've got a little page. Old mesh thing I can play, or do you want me to play a newer song?
Yeah, let's play the new stuff. Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay, sweet. I'll just play a little part of it.
What do you call that thing again?
This is called Boobie. A ukulele.
No, that clippy, the clip.
Oh, that's a capo.
A cell phone, stop it.
That cell phone.
Capo.
Capo.
I knew it's like a gangster term, a capo.
I'm gonna find it this way. I'm never gonna break my, never gonna break my bones. And if you find it this way, you're never gonna be, never gonna be alone. You think you've done a little too much, but you need to see the potential in this heart. They'll never be your problem so tough, and you can always run back to the start. When you'll see these arms are open, and you are gonna feel this love that's spoken to me. It's spoken to me. I'm gonna find it this way. I'm never gonna break my, never gonna break my bones. And if you find it this way, you're never gonna be, never gonna be alone. And if you find it this way, you're never gonna be, never gonna be alone. Gonna be alone.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
that was amazing.
That's
Ren. Incredible.
So I'm live on Facebook, and Christopher Augustine says, "Yeah, there you go. Wave again. Wave again.
Hello,
hi, Facebook."
He says, Facebook. "He says, nice voice."
Oh, there's thanks, Jen. Christopher.
Hello. Yeah,
we know that. I want to ask you about your phrasing, because your phrasing is very much part of you, Matthew Mole. Cool, yeah. I think that's kind of your signature thing, right, where you kind of have breaths in the middle of words and that.
Yeah.
Is that like a calculated thing, or is that something that just sort of you do?
So that, thanks for picking that up. Someone's actually asked me that once before, and like,
damn, I thought
they wanted to. No. It was like people had to.
I was like, yes.
No, you were properly. This was kind of people that had to learn how to sing a song with me, and they were like, okay, where do we breathe? Because I don't know how to. I don't guess. I've never really been for formal singing lessons, so okay. I think I'm. It's probably because I'm doing it wrong.
So it's actually like a mistake.
I think
it's
so.
It's a good mistake.
Yeah,
mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not out of breath now.
No.
So I feel like it's fine, but it is wrong. So I think I should probably.
No, don't. No, that's your thing. I think that's thanks. Part of your thing. I like it.
I think I've just been conditioned to breathing wrong. But thanks. Thanks for picking up on it. I guess
good
that's
breathing.
Cool.
Good breathing.
Yeah.
I just thought it was an awesome sound when your first album came out. And I just thought, oh, man, this is something fresh and this is sound. Different.
Mm.
I didn't realize it was supposedly wrong.
No, it's not.
I guess, I mean, I don't know if it's wrong. I guess it works. And I don't.
It's
and
you.
Things, yeah. It's just like different, I guess.
Different.
Yeah.
It almost gives it like a vulnerability in a way.
Well, thank you guys for picking up on that. That's great.
Yeah, cool. I picked up on that as well. okay, got a message from Michael Constantinides. He says, so glad Matthew has new music. Loving the new album. Amazingly talented man.
Awesome.
And then a question from Christopher. Do you write your own music? Love the falsetto.
All right. Yes, I do. Thanks, Chris. That's another thing I need to work on is falsetto, I think. But thank you. I do write it myself.
Because you got your big break with the Out of the Garage, hey?
Yeah, I think so. It was a competition where kind of you write a song and then you record it and you put it online and then people choose a top 10 and then the kind of crowd, I don't know, the users of the internet will vote for the winner.
Fans.
So then fans. And then this was like 2011 or 2012. So then that was kind of the first time I won that, and it was kind of people like heard about the competition. So it was a cool little opening.
And what's your current touring schedule like?
Yes, at the moment it's pretty cool. Like it's busy. From now, there's a whole lot of touring for this album. So like around South Africa at the moment, which is like it's pretty busy, which is cool. For the rest of the year, then next year there are plans to head over to Europe just to start. Kind of that's where we'll start the international touring.
Cool.
Europe. Yeah. So it's cool at the moment. It's very very busy.
Do you have a lot of fans and fans in Europe and America as well?
Yeah.
Do you feel a bit
really
weird
know.
When I say that? Because you're fans. One of the most humble people in this industry. you really are. It's like,
yeah, I don't know. It's cool. I guess they're called fans. I feel weird referring to people as fans. I'm like, hey, my fan. What's
we
up,
need to give
fan?
Them a name. Like, you have like believers.
Oh, my word.
What are we going to call them?
The moles.
The moles.
Moles. Yeah. The moles.
Oh, gosh.
I've got a mole.
The underground.
Okay, nice.
That's my underground.
Or a
fan. Yeah.
Your underground.
So you're always with me. You'll be with me forever.
Oh, man.
She's got a Matthew. It's great.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for. Oh.
Let's see.
There's the mole.
There's the molly,
no.
Molly, 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 molly.
Okay, don't get too close. You don't want to scare people.
Steady.
Okay, cool. So, your favorite song on the album?
I think there's a song called Light that I like quite a bit. It's quite different to what I used to write. So that's kind of one of the reasons why it's my favorite, I think.
I've got, I don't know the names of the songs yet. I'll get to know them. But there's one where you talk about heartbreak.
I think it might be that song. Oh. Hello, my bro.
Yeah, that's maybe kind of... I have to cut this Facebook. I have to play that song. Sorry.
Oh, cool.
The end. So Facebook. Yeah.
Bye, Facebook.
Bye.
Peace out.
Yeah, it's called Light. It's like track 4, I think. So it's not really about me having a broken heart. It's kind of, I'm trying to, it's like about the idea of people not follow, not like accepting any help, kind of just trying to do everything themselves and it not working out. So kind of trying to ask people to help them, heal them kind of vibe. If that makes any sense. It sounds really deep when I talk.
It does. Have you spoken to anybody about this? Did you just write the song?
When I say it out loud, I try not to. I'll just write it down and sing it or something. But when I have to explain stuff, it sounds really like lame. But we'll see. Hopefully when you hear the song, it won't be.
Okay, let's get it. Yes, it is four. Yes, cool. You're right. Okay, let's go. Let's do this.
Oh,
I'm pushing buttons.
That's really well done. Straight from Facebook, straight to the... phone. Thanks for having it on your phone.
Oh, you see, I've got your album. So.
Absolutely.
Okay, have a listen to this. This is Matthew Moore. So is this the next single?
I want it to be, just because it's quite different. I don't know, there's no kind of set second single yet. It'll be out probably within the next, like in the next month, the second single. So I'm hoping it'll be that one, but we haven't done any videos or anything for any songs. So okay. Let's see.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, guys.
And if you want to get Matthew's album, it's called Run, and it's on Apple Music, iTunes, all the digital platforms. Is it available on disc?
From today.
I was going to say, like, what is that thing called?
Not vinyl. On a suite now.
Yeah, so from today, it's available everywhere.
Okay, cool.
Officially. Yeah.
Awesome. And how do we follow you on social media?
I've got all the platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the little YouTube and stuff. It's all Matthew J. Moll. And then I've got a website as well, MatthewMoll.com. That's where you can kind of catch up on everything.
What does the J stand for?
It's my second name.
Which is?
It's Joseph.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like an old person name, I think. But it's fine. It's actually my grandfather's name.
Oh, well, there you go.
Does your mom call you old person? Joseph?
Yeah, no. Actually, only when, maybe when they're angry, but...
Yeah. I'm going to change the name to MJO.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty
MJO,
cool.
That's good.
Could be MJ.
Yeah, exactly.
MJ. Yeah.
Actually, I like it. MJM.
Yeah, they're your initials. It kind of flows, yeah.
Cool.
Sweet. When I start rapping,
yeah, we're just changing the name as we change.
When you want to go as a rap, exactly. That's what you're going to do.
All right, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today on The Buzz. And can't wait to hear more music from
Sweet.
You.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so let's move on to some more music. A little bit of Justin Timberlake. Then we're getting Dominic Neal in. He's waiting there. He's ready. He's going to talk about his new single, Better Days. So stay tuned. This is The Buzz.
It's in the air. It's in my blood. Rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
Under the light, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, when
come on, guys.
Come on, Jace. I'm listening. I want to hear you sing.
I want to dance. I just want to dance.
Dance. We're dancing.
Nothing I can see but you. Dance, 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 dance. Dance, dance, dance.
Come on.
This should
dance, 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 yeah. He does sound like the Jackson 5. You have to admit. A little bit.
Oh my god, they way overplayed this song in the States. Like, I every 2 seconds was this song.
It's like the happy of this kind
it
of
is. Because that's it's exactly
related
it.
Related to trolls, like that kind, you know?
Exactly.
Very cool.
That's exactly it. It is the happy song of 2016, and it's such a great song, and I love it. Did you see Justin Timberlake got slapped?
What?
The other day.
No?
Well, you know, the media were basically like, blew it out of proportion. He was walking from one part of the golf course to the other side, and someone just like poked him, but they called it slapping, and then he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
And I think he got arrested, the guy that slapped
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he did, yeah, yeah. So don't God, slap Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
golf course is very volatile places.
Apparently. Come closer to
watch what
mark.
You're doing, you know, at a golf course, because like, there's a lot of people waiting to stab your Pokemon.
Pokemon, yeah, yeah.
Pokemon
yeah.
you.
And
you
this voice that you hear with us is not Dominic Neal.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You Again. Were a top Again. 10 finalist in Idols 2012, yeah?
It seems like forever ago. I've lost a lot of hair since then. Grown more on my face, you know, so we're doing well. I think.
And you've got a new hit single out called Better Days.
Thank you for putting hit in front of it. Yeah, it's done really well. It's been incredible. Yeah, it's and shout out to Joe Louis who produced it. He's 17. So to have your first number one at 17 is yeah.
Helen, are you taking notes?
Yeah, geez, what's
notes?
His name?
Taking notes.
Yeah. Joe Louis.
Joe Louis, got it. Yeah. Louis, okay.
From Otsuren, actually, the bright lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
The smoke.
How did you find this dude?
The Otsuren. Very cool people of Universal who I'm very happy to announce that or say that I'm signed to the publishing side anyway. Mm. And Nick Berger, who's amazing and has more faith in me than I think my mother does. He just kind of found this track and sent it my way, and I wrote something, and it kind of became Better Days. So, yeah.
Okay.
That says a lot. Eh?
I hope your mom isn't listening to this.
She probably isn't. Neither is Nick, so I don't know why I did that to myself.
We'll tell him you think he's great.
Great.
Okay, so what's happening on your side? Because you've got music that you do.
Mm.
You work for a music
label, an agency,
yeah. And you are finishing your honors.
In marketing, yeah.
In marketing.
So lots going on, but on the music front, I think that's what we're here to talk about, right?
Everything. We talk about everything here on The Buzz.
Well, look, it's like 3 months ago, I actually had a conversation with one of my very close friends over lunch, and the what came up was kind of, what are you going to do with the music, you know? And I just kind of said, well, if Better Day, or if this song I called it at that time, doesn't do anything, then I think maybe I have to start, I don't know, dealing with the fact that maybe I won't have a career as a musician myself. And sort of that afternoon, I kind of sent the song to Universal, and it became Better Day, and it went number one on other radio stations, not as cool as this one. And and now I'm on DJ Kent's next single,
which is amazing.
Oh, which is called Love You Still, which is also incredible. Thank you, Universal, again.
So did he approach you?
He was looking for one more song on his album, and he kind of reached out to some of the labels to see if they had songwriters, and Nick again pitched me. And it was crazy. We went, so I got a phone call from him on the Thursday. On the Friday, we went into his studio at home. And by the next Wednesday, the song was done and the album went for print. Whoa. So,
okay. And this is the second single.
This is going to be the second single. Well, technically, kind of not, because
Don't
Let Go and
mean,
all of that. But yeah, it's going to be the follow-up to the current Nandi Ngoma single, which is
Fly Away.
Yeah.
So no pressure.
Well, you know, so now the next step, thank you. The next step for me is kind of what next, you know. I think a solo single is obviously around the corner. I've been working with a really cool producer called Jesse Porsches from Australia.
Okay.
Who I happened to meet here. He was out here. He actually produced on Flume's first album.
Oh, wow.
So pretty cool. So we just actually were chatting about 2 hours ago about a new song that we might do, which he likes. So that might be the first sort of solo Dominic Neal single to kind of hopefully go off the back of whatever the Ken single's going to do.
Yeah.
And so that might be out either November or January. It just depends kind of how things
good timing as well. I mean, that's summertime in South Africa.
For sure, for sure.
I would say November's probably better.
I think it just depends what the Ken single does, you know. The more people buy it, the bigger it gets, then the less reason I need to release it.
Hey, wait, hang on. Are you calling this the summer single? Because that's what we all after now, you know what I mean? Yeah, the summer single is the one that we all need to.
Look, all I can say is I'm really proud of it, and I think it's good for like a summer's drive along the coast. I think Capetonians will love it while they look at the mountain.
Can I hear a little bit of it? A cappella, come on.
I had a love when you came along, but now you're gone. Now you're gone. Just give that much.
Nice.
I don't know if Jay's going to play it. Are you going to play it?
I can.
I think play to? That one, yeah. I think okay. play that one. Now that we've spoken about
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Facebook, gotta go.
Bye.
Bye, Facebook. Bye.
You know what? You need two more arms.
I know.
Especially
it was selfie stick.
You look really
just, like,
weird,
licked
though.
To my arm here.
I mean, you've done triathlons, for goodness sake. Like, can't you just grow an extra limb?
I'm in.
That's true.
Okay, let me see.
It's so weird.
Let me get this single. You guys can talk. I can't multitask. You know this. So carry on. Do your thing.
I want to ask you about your journey since the competition, and I mean, has it? Did it help you on your way, or were you going to do this anyway?
I think I've been asked that question a lot, and it kind of from you just did that to me as well.
Sorry, Ellen.
What I will say,
reading your research, love.
What I will say is that, like, I think the crazy thing is that the answer has evolved since the 4 years of the show going by. You know, I think I was very young. I'd kind of just dove into this thing, you know, and came out the show without a plan, you know, and kind of just decided to, it's all about momentum, you know, this kind of thing. And I thought I hit a brick wall, and, you know, people ask me now, oh, you know, you're writing this, you're writing that, you're on this album, you're on that thing. And it's definitely about momentum.
Yeah.
So I think Idols was amazing for me to kind of realize what it's like to go from there to, or from up at the top there to kind of just realizing, oh, the momentum's gone.
Now it's work.
And the platform, and, I mean, it's incredible.
And what now? But, you know, the amazing thing is, I think if you leave enough of an impression, which I hope I've done, if you know, you meet people like Gareth who 4 years down the line know you, and you meet, you know, even the universal connections and the help I've got received from people from then, you know, has kind of just gotten to me where I am. So I think it's very much a part of me. It's a part of the success, and I think because of that, I think, to answer your question point blank, it obviously has helped me for sure. And as personally,
and
as
you kept it going though,
in terms of growth, you know, I think it's definitely,
and touring, what's your touring schedule like?
So the interesting thing now is I don't really have an album, you know. So like, what do you play 45 minutes worth of stuff for? I recently played a show with a Short Straw called Mandela Palooza. They did a really cool thing for Mandela Day, and I closed the show there, and I managed to scrape together 37 minutes, I think it was, of a set. So that's, we're good. Pretty close.
That's impressive.
Two or three more songs, and I think we're looking at a solid hour's worth of stuff that I'm really proud to perform on stage.
All originals.
All original.
Okay.
I have been booked for Pinky Fest, which is cool.
Oh, cool. That's in August, end of August.
Yeah, end of August, 27th. I am going to be making some secret surprise appearances with Kent as well, just to sing the single, which is going to be incredible. And then I just think, just keep making music, you know? And the more songs I have to sing, the more people want to hear them, I guess.
Exactly.
That's kind of the logic,
And also the fact that there's such a big demand for South African music at the moment because, you know, the quota system on the SABC radio stations, and you have to 80%.
90.
My bad.
No, Max,
And then also Black Coffee winning the BET International Artist Award. That, you know, so really, South Africa, this is the time.
Mm.
We're all getting out there. It's great.
For sure. And I think, you know, the general sentiment around our industry at the moment is that there's not enough good songwriters. So I think there's definitely a gap in the market for people like me, that I really feel that's my biggest strength is writing, you know. So if Black Coffee's listening, dude, the next album, we'll win another BET award. No,
like to write for, besides Black Coffee, who would
Black
like
Coffee
to?
I think, you know what, the thing for me is who what direction do I go in, you know? Obviously the first single was straight up dance music, the next one is house, you know. And I don't know, do I go into the house direction, or
you will know?
Yeah, I guess but I think working, you are who you surround yourself with. So I think if I can work with big names,
if you're working with the likes of Kent, you know, on,
so, and you're not going to be like, no, sorry, house is not my thing.
Exactly,
you'll be like, I can
exactly.
do house.
And I've also been, you know, one of the things I've learned is don't ever be scared of trying. So that's my, and it's a bit lame, but my thing is, if someone wants to work with me, I'm going to go into studio and give it a bash. Cool. And that's going to be it. So that's my approach. Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Should we listen to the single? Dom, we have to keep it short. I'm sorry.
That's fine. And I should ramble. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Where are you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at DomsRocks, DOMSROX. Facebook, Dominic Neal with two L's, please. And Instagram, Dominic.Neal. Yeah.
Have a listen to this. Do you want to introduce a song?
Yeah, I will. Please.
Go.
This is DJ Kent's next single that is not released yet, called Love You Still, and it features me, Dominic Neal. Who says I needed someone to break my heart? Who says she needed to come along and tear it all apart? Cause I don't know, but you do it so well. I know it's crazy, but I love you still. I love you still. Good song, eh?
Very,
I
very
love
good.
It. Dominic Neal on The Buzz.
With
it.
DJ Kent. Do you think this could be a summer
smash?
Yeah, definitely.
I put my money on it.
There you go. You see, everybody's in agreement. That is possibly the contender for 2016 summer, because we are getting warmer, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah,
in the kitchen,
Monday.
Can you believe they all did the CEO sleep out last night?
Sure. Over 30 million bucks was raised.
Yeah, 31 million rand was raised. That's very impressive.
It is.
Congrats to Gareth Cliff, Brett Lindekue, Rena Broomberg, and the whole team at Cliff Central that was out there braving the cold. Pretty amazing.
Because that was freezing. Ooh. Yeah. Anyway, so should we warm things up now? Let's get in the kitchen. Sure. Let's get cooking. Let's talk good food and wine.
Yay.
We don't hate wine, do we, around
we
here?
We certainly don't. And we've got the expert right here. We've got Chef Tyrone, and he's going to tell us all about good food and wine. What's happening?
Well, from our side, my company's name is TG Gourmet Catering. We basically are at the Good Food and Wine Show presenting what I call a collaboration between street food and fine dining. So I have brought you guys some dishes today. We've got southern style chicken wings, which is dunked in a peppered and onion chutney.
And then I love chutney.
And then I've also taken a very twisted step in a Philly cheesesteak. Everyone thinks big roll filled with meat. I've actually toned it down slightly and I've done a Philly cheesesteak spring roll with a mustard jam.
What? Well, I'm a Philly girl.
I had my first one in New York.
I'm going to tell you if it's authentic or not.
No, it's definitely worth the taste. I mean, we cooked the meat for 12, 15 hours just to pull off the bone. So it's definitely worth every single bite. I mean, basically, you touch the soul with the food.
Yummy.
Oh, I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, no, my stomach as well. So how do you come up with these meals? I mean, you've even got names for them.
Well, the thing for myself is...
named your child.
well, my wife did. Yeah. But I think from my side, I've got a very unique style of food in my head. For me, I'm allergic to things like avocados and nuts. However...
Oh, really?
Yes. But however, I can still flavor them in my mind.
Okay.
Which is so unique. I managed to put flavors together where most people can't even understand them. I've never tasted something, but I managed to put it together.
That's crazy. It's
some of my dishes
I've never
tasted.
But that's
hard.
I mean, what if you've got nuts in your dish so you can't actually try it?
No, not
you
at
could
all.
Die?
But I know.
Mean, what happens?
Basically,
that's
swelling,
insane.
Throat swelling,
oh my goodness.
Allergic reaction type of situation.
But you can touch the stuff.
I can touch the stuff.
Okay.
I think it's just a big thing on what I'm actually, what's in my mind. It's very unique, very different. And I think that's why with our client base, I design menus around the actual client, so to say. So if a client comes, I've got functions coming up where they needed scientific things done. I work on their things for kids' events. So we've got ice cream, which we're going to be making in Ziploc bags with dry ice. So very unique shaking style things coming up.
So let me ask you then, Chef. We're an interesting bunch. You are doing an event for us. What off the top of your head would you make for us?
Well, for you guys, I think you're on the very healthy setup. So I'd probably do something... Something.
We're laughing.
He doesn't know us.
Healthy?
Yeah, these two are like Nikita and I are like, yeah, carry on. And these two are like,
bring us a burger.
In saying that, I do burgers and I do fine dining burgers. I'm talking, instead of using... a bun, we'll use things like sweet potato as a patty. Our burger is, let's say, an ostrich mince mixed with a regular lean mince.
Can I have one now?
If you give me about half an hour.
So wait, tell us what you would make.
Basically, for you guys over here, I think I'd do a sesame crusted sweet potato bun served with a ostrich and lean mince burger patty. A mozzarella infused cream sauce, and I would obviously do a roasted roasted tomato conker.
Okay.
So very, very different.
And what would you call it?
I would call it Cliff Central's Burger Deluxe. There we go.
We should hire him. Yeah.
Yes, you're
Buzz
hired.
Burger.
What are you going to do at the Good Food and Wine Show? Are you going to be doing a special demonstration?
Well, at the Good Food and Wine Show, we're actually serving the food that I brought you guys today. So we're going to be doing the Southern style chicken wings. We're going to be... Rodeo. <yeah. laughs> And we're going to actually also be doing the Philly cheesesteak spring rolls. So we do have a stall there. It's going to be, I think it's M17, and we'll be running very smooth from there. I'll be there also working with some of the guys over there. So if you need to catch us, we will be there.
Where is it happening?
The good Food and Wine Show is at the Northgate Dome today, and it's running throughout the week. So please do come and see us.
So do you have a truck?
Unfortunately, not yet. We're working on it. Slowly building my brand. As you can see, TG Tyrone Hadult.
TG, yeah.
So we're building an empire. We're not just working on something small.
One truck at a time.
Exactly.
Nice.
How do we follow you on social media?
On social media, I'm not on Twitter, but you can catch me on chef_Tyrone, or you can go onto my webpage, which is tggourmetcatering.co.za, or you can check us out on Facebook, which is TG Gourmet Catering as well.
So are you big on Instagram? Because, you know, especially for this sort of medium or for cooking, people love or and respond well to visuals of
sexy
your food.
Food
yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's exactly food porn, that's yeah. exactly what yeah. we're trying to do. We also at the Sheds at the moment, we've got a stall at the Sheds, which is yes. TG Soul Food, and this is where I've brought soul food into street fine dining, so to speak. And I think it's a play. A lot of people do take pictures and they do enjoy it. I mean, at the Good Food and Wine Show today, we're plating, we had some celebrities doing a show and they saw our food and they took it for their shoot for BET.
Oh.
So it's just that. It's eye-catching, it's appealing, it's what it is. It's soul, pretty much. That's who we are. We cook with our souls.
And you don't even have to taste it.
No.
You see,
no,
I could never taste it. That's the thing.
I'm so full.
Have you tasted?
No, I haven't tasted the stuff.
Jen,
but
have
I'm
you
dying
tasted
to.
It?
I tasted a little bit and it was so yummy. Okay. I can't wait to eat more.
I hope it's still there.
So do I.
This is our farewell party. Hello. I hope they haven't actually scarfed the food already. Oh my goodness.
No, it looks like it's
under
control.
I'll just have to get
then.
More at the Good Food and Wine Show.
Exactly.
Chef Tyrone Hadult.
Yeah, of course I'm keen.
Good.
Perfect. And we'll see you guys there.
We'll see
For
you.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Definitely.
And keep at it. Amazing.
No, definitely.
We want that Cliff Central burger, hey?
No, I'll definitely bring it through next time.
No, or we can make it there.
Right now.
Yes, no, not now. We can make it at the Good Food and Wine Show.
Perfect.
Because we don't have a... I didn't bring my stove, my portable stove.
No, I'll be set up for you guys.
Okay.
So awesome. We'll see you there.
Excellent stuff.
Perfect.
Thank you for joining us on The Buzz.
Thank you for having me.
We've got Julia Stewart up next, our super sport hottie. She's coming up in just a bit.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.
Back with The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. It's been busy.
Shoo. It's been buzzy.
It's been buzzy.
Wow, Nikita, you want to just throw another pearl of wisdom in there? So?
No, I won't say buzzy.
Oh, goodness me. Okay, so moving on to the rose amongst the thorns. Not you guys. I mean, you guys are just like myself, Matthew, Dominic, and Tyrone. Julia Stewart, welcome to the studio.
Hi, very good afternoon. I'm so honored to be here. I had no idea it was your last show.
I know.
Save the best for the last.
Yeah.
See? There we go.
So how's it going with you?
Yeah, it's really good, thank you. I just got back to Joburg and I'm really glad it's sunny out there because Cape Town was a bit gloomy.
You're well, lucky you weren't here on Monday.
Yeah, I was on
or Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was actually as bad in Cape Town. It didn't stop raining.
How about
any tornadoes?
Tornadoes. Cyclones.
Tsunamis.
It was crazy. I missed that too, so don't worry.
Yeah,
you're not the only one that missed it.
Yeah, I kept peeking out the window. I was like, okay, so what do we actually do if a tornado happens? And I'm trying to like.
Yeah, because we don't know. We don't know this stuff. We don't know
you
how to deal
with. Call
the
dog. Toto. Yeah. And then I don't know.
It's not like you had any warning here or anything, right?
No. It just happened. Yeah. There was just this. And then I saw this one picture, and I hate to make. People were injured, so they're okay. But there was this guy.
Yeah, I saw
that
one.
He takes a selfie of himself. Like, takes a selfie and he's like, tornado!
Oh my god! Last picture ever.
I think we all saw it. Yeah, I think we all saw that picture. Must have been trending. Must have gone viral, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
so,
he's probably become a meme at this stage.
Yeah. Okay, so Julia, you have just also returned from a very interesting trip. How was that?
Yeah, I went to France for Supersport, covering UEFA Euro 2016. It was incredible. I mean, looking back now, I've been posting.
She's Portuguese. So.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. I've been posting Throwback Thursdays, but it's so strange because just last week or 2 weeks ago now, you know, you were there and in this hype. And it's just incredible because not only is it you're traveling, but you're in this little bubble of, you know, fanatics and so many different cultures all converged in one place. And it was incredible. There's no real way to describe it except to say that it's something you have to experience whether you're football crazy or not.
So you were there for the whole time, plus a little bit of build up, doing a little bit of pre-production.
Yeah, so I worked on a lifestyle show. Lifestyle TV is very new to me. It was the first time, in fact. So it was quite interesting because we had to have the first show when the tournament started. It was called French Connection.
Okay.
I think you can still catch some repeats on Supersport at the moment. And it's all about food, fashion, culture, the historic sites. And so basically my job for 6 weeks, the toughest job ever, was to eat French cuisine, see all the tourist sites, go on shopping trips, and watch some football in between. It was the hardest job I've ever had.
And meet hot footballers. Yeah, this is
and fans.
Sounds we hate your job.
It sounds terrible. Where do I sign up?
Yeah, it was the toughest 6 weeks of my life.
Did you sleep much?
Not really, actually, you know, because you're doing a show every week.
Yeah.
So it's not just about going to film. You have to also write scripts. You have to, you're going to matches, so you're traveling. It was quite intense, actually.
I'm sure, yeah.
So and people then are saying it was a holiday.
You have your crew, like, is it just one person or have you got quite a few people
with
you?
No, we were a very small crew. So doing the show, myself and we had another presenter, the Portuguese presenter, actually, for Supersport, Massimo Rui Almeida. So he was... he would travel and shoot segments as well, but we were all one presenter and one camera person. Sometimes you're lucky if you have a producer with you. So yes, I was carrying the tripod. Yes, I was helping.
Not glamorous, eh?
Yeah, yes, that's I was going to find people to interview, doing my own makeup, hair, everything, wardrobe, whatever. Yeah.
How much time did you have to get ready for all your shoots?
The boys don't understand that.
So that's the thing. When you're with the guys, they expect you to get ready in 5 minutes, right?
Why do you need time to do makeup? Why do you need time to do
that's,
your
that's
hair?
A compliment.
No, I don't think so.
Or they'll probably be like, why does it take so long to curl your hair? Yeah. Or are you sure this doesn't work faster? You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you need to change outfits? Because, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm wearing the same
she's
thing in, for the last 6 weeks.
She's gone across from South Africa, so she's poor because the euro is so strong
really
against
was.
Her.
Oh, yeah, that it really, really hard. Was. Yeah, it really was. You know, we had... we were pretty well looked after though, so everything was sorted out. But at the end, when I did want to spend some money, because the French sales are fantastic, so they run from like the end of or the start of June, I think, or the middle of June until the 2nd of August, and I'm talking everything. Is,
and you have
like
this beautiful 50%. Aquamarine outfit with aquamarine shoes. Did you get this in France?
I did. I did. A lot of what I'm wearing is from there. I'll be honest though, because that's the only stuff that's clean. So when I ran to Cape Town, I took the stuff I didn't bring with me. And now I feel like doing my laundry should be an Olympic sport because there's just so much of it, like my entire cupboard. So this is what I have on because it's clean.
Don't quickly pull the tags off.
Very hard.
At least I'm being honest.
I want to ask you, you know, it's quite a male-dominated industry. So how do you kind of keep your game on and you know, you're kind of... around men all the time, which could be a good thing.
It has its perks, yeah. I suppose. Sometimes the coaches go a little bit easier on you. Sometimes, you know, people aren't that mean, but also it's very tough because you have to know so much more in case someone's going to try to catch you off guard.
Because they do try and trip you up.
They do try. Ah. They do. Or sometimes they can be a bit nasty, like those comments creep in, what do you know? Or, you know, you never played football. I will have people know I played at high school. Which is, you know, I consider that having played.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Absolutely. Or you have to bring out the thing about, you know, Jose Mourinho never played professional football. So.
Yeah, you see, that shuts them up, eh?
It does. Yeah. It does. It helps if you know, if you have a couple of one-liners.
Yeah.
But the South African audience is really open to females. They're really supportive.
Yeah.
And the best feeling is when someone says, you got my wife interested. Or my girlfriend,
cool.
Or my friends. Or that's wonderful because I always feel like, yeah. You want to get more women interested. It's the most watched sport in the world, and it's exciting. So it's
so
one
who do you
that's
support?
Wonderful. In terms of
in football,
well, countries, clubs,
in South Africa.
I don't have a team in South Africa, which helps because it means I can be neutral.
You can
when
totally,
I'm
and you have
everyone.
To be.
Yes.
Okay, and internationally.
I'm a big Arsenal fan.
Okay.
Yeah, big. I think everyone knows that. I think it's on my Twitter.
And you've got the Soweto Derby, the Carling Classic Cup, right? That's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, the Carling Champion Cup, I think it's been renamed. So with the Olympics, the football only starts on the 23rd of August, which is a long time for us to wait.
Really
it's a really, and people are chomping at the bit. So we're really going to get our first taste of football. And what a big way. I mean, the Soweto Derby, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, it's one of the biggest games in world football.
Mm.
And this particular match, fans get to vote for the starting lineup. So they are literally having their say via SMS, via the voting lines. I can't think of a better initiative. And also they have two fans on the field who get to be coaches for the day. It's everyone's dream. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. So that's happening tomorrow.
And are you excited for the Olympics?
I am. I'm really excited to see how our football teams do, because obviously football is my love. And I think it's the first time that both the men's and women's teams have qualified for the Olympics. They both have pretty tough groups. So I'm hoping at least one of them gets out of it and continues to progress on in the tournament. But also the Olympics is just, it's just incredible. It's that sometimes I cry when they hand out the medals. I don't know if anyone else feels the same when it's a South African.
It is. It's an amazing patriotic moment.
Yeah. And I'll, you know, and
see how hard people work for 4 years, you know, to get where they've gone. But there's been so much drama around the Rio Olympics.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Zika. It's just mean. It's, okay, did you see those digs? Are you glad you're not going?
You know, sometimes what I learned in France, a lot of people were messaging me and saying, are you okay? And we saw this and we saw that. And I said, well, that's interesting, because the only place I've actually seen that is on the news, not out in the streets. So sometimes you don't know what's being over-sensationalized, because we do have to sell newspapers. We do have to, you know, get hits on our website and so forth. And, you know, bad news kind of
sells.
Sadly.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be incredible. And just to see our South African athletes, and I'm really excited to see what Wade van Niekerk is going to do. So much buzz about him. I think he's one of our big gold medal hopes.
Yeah, I think our team's, how many medals? It's like 44, I think, that we're expected to bring back. Something like that. It's in the 40s, I think. So
we always hope
let's
it's
see.
More.
Well, yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be able to, since I like Russia.
I like the diving and the gymnastics. I'm such a girl.
I love the gymnastics too.
I love it. So do I, actually. You got me.
So you're not going to Rio?
No, I'm not. I just got back. What do you mean? I need to.
Hey,
you know,
you're jet setter. Look at Carol.
She's got no clean clothes. she's not going anywhere.
You can buy more. And
Carol Shabalala and Crystal Arnold are going.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they'll be reporting live.
Are they
going to
have like mosquito bubbles around them?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. The whole team is leaving tomorrow.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So you're going to be lonely. Should we come and keep you company?
You can.
Or come wash your clothes. We can come wash your clothes.
Yeah, you can keep me company every Friday from 1 till 2. We can have the laundry Olympics. I need the extra hands actually at my house right now. I hope my mom isn't listening to this. She'll be so embarrassed.
Hey, your moms have to listen to the show. Mm. Hopefully my mom's listening. Are your mom listening?
She might be. She might be.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. All the way from the UK.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to, though, about the Olympics?
Swimming. I'm a swimmer and triathlon, because I think Richard Murray has a good chance of getting a medal. So I think, triathlon for me. So we're all covered here. You know, you've got the football.
I think so.
You've got
I want to see Usain as well. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a highlight of athletics. It's just to see that man run. And I just always think, okay, you can see when he's being lazy in a race, because he's just so far ahead of everyone. He's just taking a stroll. And everybody's like sweating it out. So
then Kester.
Oh, yeah.
She's a medal hopeful.
So disappointed to see some of the comments coming out from the British athletes and so forth. It's just, I don't understand it, you know? I don't understand. What is that about her dominating? Serena Williams dominates.
Exactly.
So what?
Yeah. It's, you know what? That's when you're threatened. I think it's like when people have nothing better to say, they just have to, you know, throw some hate and just think, you know, it's going to wobble you off your game. But you know what? We'll all be
make her stronger.
Exactly.
Yeah, good for her. Her response has been so inspiring. She's just like, get on with it, you know? Yeah. Get on with the business of it.
I'll show you.
Yeah, we really want her to do well.
The Sunday Times actually ran this double page advert with Nike and her face on Sunday. It was amazing, so powerful, but just it was simple but powerful, and I think that's exactly what she is. So she's not simple in I'm just gonna shut up. So where do we find you on the social networks, Julia?
I always forget this. So Twitter, I'm Julia Stewart. It's Stewart like Stuart Little. S-T-U-A-R-T. So Julia Stewart _ S-A. On Instagram, Julia _ Stewart. And I'm trying out the Snapchat.
I know, and I think I locked your phone. I pressed the thing, but I don't even know if it went. Check if the video went, because I pressed the thing and then after. I cocked it up.
So. Yeah. Jen's very good at Snapchat.
Sorry, I'm Snapchatting now.
The Julia Stewart. I think that's my username.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how Snapchat goes.
I just like those filters though, right? For the selfies, they are incredible. Jen, did you do one with the Sia?
Yeah.
Did you do a Sia video?
I did.
Love that.
Did you see Celine Dion?
I do like different filters and stuff.
Celine Dion was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and she was impersonated. They do that Russian, not Russian, that roulette thing, and roulette.
Roulette.
Yeah. It's my French.
Also in the Olympics. Like, yeah.
Roulette.
Roulette. Yeah. 100 meter roulette.
Yeah. Shut up, all of you. and she just flopped her hair forward and she was just doing Sia, and it was amazing. I'll show you the video. You can have a look.
She's a funny woman.
Celine.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So we have to wrap it up, unfortunately. But thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the Olympics. I hope you your laundry Olympics bring you many gold medals. And we hope to see you soon as well.
Well, I'm first doing the game tomorrow, so I'll focus on that.
Good luck with that. Yeah. The good luck. I think that's going to be such fun.
I need it. I'm a bit rusty. Thank you all for having me. I'm going to go see if I can find some of that food.
Yes. Oh my God.
But don't eat all of it.
Just wait. We're just about done as well.
And don't spill any on you. On yourself, because that's all you've got to wear.
Thank you. Thanks for the reminder.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon. Okay, we're going to come and say bye-bye to you. We have to do it officially.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's get on. Our tissues ready. Twin Savers.
But for our last buzz, but of course, no goodbyes, right?
No. So only so long.
So long for now.
Only so long for now. Cliff Central. And thanks to everybody, and also to Duncan, Gareth, Rena, and the whole team at Cliff Central.
Oh, we're saying goodbye now.
Are
I was just going to play a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but Neil's
given
us time.
He's given us 10 minutes.
He did?
He
when did you
yet,
tell me that? Oh,
don't worry. Music.
Okay. All right. And then you can say your goodbyes.
Okay, who wants to go first? I'll go last because I'm the gent.
I'm trying to. If this was a Disney film, okay.
Uh-oh.
You know when they like the child befriends a bear in the woods, and then they have to. They can't live together. Like they just. It's just not. They just can't because it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
They've got to move on, and the child ends up having to throw stones at the bear. That's what's happening.
You know what I mean? Where did that come from?
Like the child, sorry, I'm so in love with the bear. The child so like loves the bear and wants to live with the bear and be with the bear, but it's just not meant to be, and it's just not happening. So
well, for now,
I love you. Just go.
Maybe
just
the child will grow up.
Maybe, but that's okay. But I love you all very much, and I'm very honored and to have been a part of this with all of you in and out for these years. It's been amazing. I love
we're going to have a reunion at another time.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will.
I do
will.
Think so.
I mean, this is just... I'm not a goodbye person, actually, quite honestly. It's our last show, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to see us again.
No, definitely
You may
not.
Never see Jason, though, again.
No.
Apparently, he's...
He's on the run.
He's on the run. So just, yeah.
I don't know if he's...
About Jason.
Maybe he's that mysterious lotto winner. That one at A7 really.
That's it.
I think that's what it is.
If only... Gosh, do you want to go? You can
say
your
farewell. Yes, I will go. I think it's been an amazing couple of years, and we've always had fun. I think that's what makes it such an awesome team, and it's never work. And like Jen said, it's not goodbye. It's so long for now, until the next event, until the next do, and we always have an awesome time. So thank you. Thanks
2 years, 2 months, 2 hours, and 2 minutes later, we are here. And Cliff Central also has some very interesting developments with Tivo Touch and Gareth Cliff, and so of course stay tuned for all of that, but you know, this isn't the last you've heard from us.
No, it's definitely not. I think we'll have our different ventures and our different we'll go off in our different directions, but we will definitely come back together again. We might do it from different parts of the world, who knows what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But from my side, I have to say I'll start with Helen, because we haven't known each other for a long time, but I feel like I've known you forever.
Aww.
And it's been amazing knowing you and going to events and doing the show with you. I just think you're an incredible talent, and I think your single is going to do amazingly well.
Thank
so
you,
I can't wait
baby.
To hear it.
Thanks.
And to support it and play it wherever I am. Nikita, you were my wife at work.
I know.
At DSTV for many years. We've been to many events together. We've interviewed some terrible people, some amazing people. We've eaten some amazing food together. We've dealt with highs and lows. I've seen you get married. I've seen you have a little beautiful baby girl, and I can't wait to see her grow up.
Really see that?
No. There was no Courtney Kardashian vibes.
I can't believe you just had a baby.
It's crazy.
I mean, you totally don't look it.
It was an IKEA baby.
I know. So incredible. I thank you for joining me on this journey as well. It's been amazing, and I can't wait to see what's next for all of us. And then to Jen, I've known you the longest. I think the first time I met you was probably in 2009 when we did the Von Vodcast at the Hyatt in Rosebank.
Yes,
and you sang for me using that piano. Mm-hmm. And we've since been friends, and it's been amazing. And I'm so glad that I finally got the opportunity to work with you. It was spectacular.
Jace.
And yeah, I mean,
it's
my radio
been an
family.
Honor for me.
Duncan's telling us we have to wrap it up. So I'm not going to get emotional here.
What's he going to do? Throw us out? So,
yeah. Okay, well, the party continues, guys.
Yes, exactly. But thank you so much for listening to The Buzz over the last 2 years. It really has been amazing. And thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Gareth. Thank you, Rena, for such a wonderful opportunity. I'm forever grateful. So, yeah. Okay, you see, now they're telling us. There's the music. There's the music. They're kicking us out. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what? I'm going to pull a Viola Davis here. I'm not ready to give it up. No, I am. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to The Buzz. Thank you, everybody. I love you.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you, Jason.
We'll catch you on the flip side. Okay, bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.